Now, in the very early days of television, we were sent out to various places to do commentaries on matches. And I was sent to O'Toole Park to do a match between Dublin and Kildare. It was a challenge match, but it'd be a good practice for me to get out and do one on the site. Now, O'Toole Park at the time had a dressing room very near the pitch, but it wasn't in a very good position. But it was the only place. At that time, they couldn't afford to put up a platform for you. So you had to do it in the best place possible. And on top of the roof of the dressing room was the place we decided to film the match from. There was a ladder, of course, naturally enough, to get you up on the roof. When the commentary was finished and the match was over, I was coming down. And immediately around that time, if you put a television camera anywhere, you were inundated with kids running over, looking and saying, Mister, will you give us your autograph? So, of course, I was very, very pleased that somebody at last had recognised me. And they had little cigarette packets and a pencil. So I wrote my name on it, my autograph, on the little bits of paper for two or three of them. So as I was finishing and I was putting my gear away, one lad said to the other little lad, "Who did you get?" And the other fella said, "I got Michael O'Hare." And the other lad said, "That's not Michael O'Hare, that's your man Green, Philip Green." I can assure you, it was an awful blow to my ego. Well, I must say there was a vast difference between working on radio and working on television. Actually, I had some very funny incidents even working on television, more so than on radio. But apart from being locked into Croke Park and Limerick doing radio commentaries and doing reports and being locked in afterwards. But we went out with Joe McCarthy on a television job to do Ballinrobe. And Ballinrobe was not a regular GA ground. It was one of these club grounds. And we had put a platform up because there was no other place we could have filmed the particular match between Mayo and Roscommon. It was probably one of the worst days of the year. The wind and rain kept lashing in from the Tourmacady Mountains. We were on a platform and I had two cameramen. Breffni Byrne was one and Joe McCarthy of Cork was the other. There were two freelancers. Now, I, lucky enough going out, had brought a raincoat with me and a cape that I used for cycling that I used to have. And I was well and truly ready for the weather. But unfortunately, the other two men weren't that well equipped to face the weather that we were filming in. Now, we had one problem. After about 15 minutes, Breffni Byrne says that rain had got into his camera and he couldn't film anymore, and he didn't think that even the film that he had shot would be suitable for putting on that night. But Joe McCarthy, the old experienced Joe McCarthy, he decided he would keep filming away, changing the camera as it turned. When he was finished one reel, put on another reel, and he finished the job. But I will never forget, as I was closing up my announcement on the match, "Roscommon the winners then by 2 points." And I added, "And I hope to Jesus that I will never have to go through the likes of that again in such wane and rind." And that's how I closed the programme. Little did I know afterwards that that went into the archives and it was used a few times of me describing the weather, and that was a famous one of these bloops in television. In 1980, the head of television sport, Fred Cogley, asked me would I be interested in presenting the Sunday game. And I said I'd be delighted to do it. So it was a very big test for me to present that particular programme because there was a lot of hard work involved in it. But I was very game to do it. Well, I must say, I found that television was a very difficult medium to work on. Now, for the simple reason, if you were to deliver a line, it was a counter in seconds. So you had a line which lasted 15 seconds. And on the 15th second, the producer then brought in the insert that you were going to have on the programme. And if you were too soon bringing it in, or if you were too late bringing it in, the film would arrive in on top of your last sentence. So it demanded a lot of attention. You had to think before you started and to make sure you didn't make any blunders. And because of the demands of the television medium, I found it completely different to radio, where radio was a much easier medium to work on, and I preferred it. But I was happy doing it, and I enjoyed doing it just the same. I was enjoyed doing the television end of it, and the little perks that came along with it, because you'd be recognised more so being on the television than you would on the radio.